The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for EB's entertainment page. And of course, it's sponsored. It's driven by BMW Fairfax.
Thank you, Johnny Cakes.
Yes, sir.
BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there, the new general manager. Or you could check him out at BMWFairfax.com. I need to wash mine. By the way, did I tell you that someone keyed my car?
You did, yes.
It's very disrespectful. That's the only explanation. It looks like someone's, I mean.
Not cool, man. It's not cool at all.
It's not cool, man.
Nope. Not very cool. Please don't do that.
Please
don't key people's property.
Yep.
And I don't know. How do you fix that?
Take it to a body shop, I guess.
Yeah. What do they do? They'd have to repaint the whole door?
Or do they
have like some hack?
I don't know.
Got to be some Instagram hack.
I'm not sure.
Valdez, it has to be some Instagram hack for that. For like a,
sure, they just paint over it. They find the kind of paint and paint over it.
And then just like kind of, how do they blend it out?
Yeah.
Buff it, blend it. You know how to do that stuff. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Give me some paint.
You think he can get a key mark out of a car? I'm calling shenanigans.
Could you build
Is it deep?
It looks kind of deep. I mean, it's enough that it's a scratch. I mean, I don't think it's the deepest thing I've ever seen. But it. Maybe you could just buff it
how
out.
Long?
Is that what you're saying?
Just saying, can you get like a chamois?
A ShamWow?
Yeah, type of thing.
Huh. Do you know how to build a shed, by the way?
Build a shed?
Yeah.
Probably be lopsided.
No, I don't want lopsided. All right, I'm just curious. I was just asking.
How long is the streak on the so like 3 feet?
No, maybe I think like 2 feet. But I mean, that's enough to be butt annoying.
Oh yeah, it's noticeable.
You know, on a freaking brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. What are you gonna do?
That sucks.
Chris Rock, apparently. I saw this yesterday. These comics, I don't know what their deal is. But I guess when you go to a show now, you basically you promise that you're not going to videotape the guys. Right?
Yeah, sometimes
or
they'll
use your camera phone.
Sometimes they give you like a pouch. You drop your phone in the pouch, and then they give you a ticket, and you leave, and they hand you back your phone.
And I don't know exactly why these guys do it. Maybe partly because, you know, a lot of it's like they do the same material over and over and over. They don't want other people to hear it. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand, but.
Or you're trying out new stuff,
and
don't know if it's going to hit or not.
You don't want to be held accountable. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Just kind of throwing stuff at the wall, see if it sticks. And if it doesn't stick, you don't want that video.
You're
embarrassing material.
Yeah, and probably in an event like this, so here's the deal. He was hired at some billionaire's exclusive holiday party.
Oh, sounds swanky.
Whoever Anthony Pratt is.
When he abruptly ended his set and he stormed off stage and apparently... It was because they were filming him.
Oh.
Somebody in the audience.
Just one person was filming him?
Justin, I wasn't there, but I remember seeing the story yesterday, and that's what I gathered.
And so he just rolled? He just said,
"Hey, rolled out."
How much do you think Chris Rock Does your holiday party for? It has to be $1 million, right?
How long's the set? What? Probably what? 20 minutes? 30 minutes?
I mean, I guess it depends where it is. Where was it? Oh, this was. Was this in Australia? This is in Australia.
If he's going to Australia.
Fly to Australia?
That might be multiple millions.
Yeah, that's got to be.
That ups the price tag.
Because I was going to say, honestly, if it was like in New York, it was like the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Like he'd probably do it for 100 grand or less.
No, I think it was in New York.
Okay.
It was at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Ballroom in New York City.
All right, why does it say Pratt, executive chairman, had invited the comedian to perform at the VIP-studded soiree for his Christmas party in Australia?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is saying it was in New York.
I mean.
So who knows?
How about that?
So two pretty different locations.
That's pretty far away.
Two pretty different.
Yeah, those are way different
locations.
Now, I don't know. This is OK News, or what website am I on?
Jason,
OK Magazine?
How much to fly to Australia to do a standard two-hour Junks appearance?
No, an altcast.
Yeah, the altcast. Our guy Frank calls us up and says, hey,
all right,
we're doing the altcast from Sydney instead of Washington, D.C.
All right, am I flying first class or coach?
You get first class.
That's a long flight.
$100,000.
No. I'll be honest. I'm going to be
100
I'm
grand.
Be completely frank with you. I'm going to be completely honest. I would do that appearance.
I know what you would do it for.
No, 20 grand.
I was going to say 20.
Yeah, I was thinking 20. Like 20, 25.
Because that's a nightmare to fly there.
I'm doing it for 100.
Nah, you're lying. No, I'm not. Money.
He's pricing himself out of it.
I'm telling you.
You would turn down 50K. Yep. I don't see it.
Yep.
I just think you don't realize.
Now, if they told me 50,000 cash,
yeah,
so I don't get taxed on
it,
that's a different story.
He would do it for a honey bun, EB. A honey bun. Gets it done.
This article says he stormed out of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Ballroom in New York City on Saturday night, December 7th. So I don't know where he was, if he was in Sydney or if he was in New York, but maybe he was in both places.
This is an interesting story. So, Bill Belichick, I'm fascinated. Sorry, Cakes. I'm fascinated by Belichick's relationship with Jordan Hudson.
It is kind of weird. I mean, she's like 49 years younger than him, I believe.
I mean, look at that picture right there. This is the one I'm referring to. I'll post it on my thing. You don't think he looks like younger than like 74 or whatever the heck he is, 71?
I mean, maybe by a few years, but he definitely still looks.
He looks like maybe 60.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like.
He doesn't look 71.
He looks like a senior citizen that's in relatively good shape, is the way I would.
Okay.
Because seniors, anybody over 55, right? Mm-hmm. We're close to that.
I'm a year away from being a senior. I mean, technically. I'm actually two. So you're saying less than 2 months from being a senior.
I mean, by like if you get like senior discounts at places,
I'm not a senior.
Hey, watch out, senior club championship.
But, aren't senior discounts, at a grocery store, starts at, 55, right?
I've never investigated it.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what it is.
All right, so here's the story. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, slams DoorDash after suffering so-called shocking injury.
Slams, door, dash. I get puns.
She sliced her finger open. This doesn't make sense to me. She's blaming DoorDash for a broken glass bottle left on her porch.
Hey, maybe it was Drab T-shirt taking the fall for his daughter. Maybe Drab broke the bottle.
How does she know?
Cut her finger.
Why is DoorDash responsible for the broken bottle? How does she know they left the bottle? It doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe they had a bottle in the bag that she ordered, and it was broken. She went to grab the bag or something and sliced her finger.
In the bag. Okay. When you use, you might find this shocking. My kids use it all the time. Never once in my life have I used DoorDash. Never.
I've only used it when Valdez and I have been desperate for Joe here. We've ordered it a couple times, and we're drinking $10 cups of Starbucks. Not proud of it, but we've done it a few times. But this is the only place I've ever used Uber Eats or DoorDash, anything like that.
She says, a DoorDash driver left a broken glass bottle on my porch. In the dark, I sliced my middle finger on it, which resulted in it needing stitches. Mm. All DoorDash support said was, sorry for the inconvenience, and refunded me in DoorDash credits.
Hey, better be careful with the stitches.
I'm sorry, Drab. This story doesn't make sense to me. Why is DoorDash responsible? I don't understand why they're responsible.
Maybe it looks, what's that tonic called? Schweppes?
Schweppes.
Schweppes. Yeah. Look, she posted a photo of it. It looks
I'm looking at it.
That's like a six pack, maybe? I can't tell, but it looks like one of them's broken. Shards of glass.
Is that a Schweppes bottle or is that just a glass? Like, I see the Schweppes bottle, but I don't see the label on the bottle.
I don't know. I mean, something
I'm a Canada Dry guy. I give Schweppes no love or Schweppes zero love.
You can tell the difference.
Are you claiming she's like making this up? Or?
Oh, I'm not claiming she's making it up.
I'm
not claiming she's making it up at all.
DoorDash I'm just claiming, has to pay.
I don't understand it. I'm just being me, trying to figure stuff out.
He needs more information.
I don't understand why they're in trouble for it. I'm sure it's their fault. I don't understand why.
Well, if she ordered something and
they delivered a broken
product. They delivered a broken glass.
All right,
on
that's
it,
what you're or, saying. She didn't the say driver, they delivered something.
Or the driver was having something in a bottle and left
Here's
it on
what
the porch.
She said. They left a broken glass bottle on my porch.
What happened?
Who's
in
they?
The dark. DoorDash.
Okay.
So is it like in like Drab's supposition, which is reasonable, that it was in a bag and when they put the bag down, one of them cracked or something?
Possible.
Or she's just saying there's a random bottle that's cracked. I just don't understand any more details.
Whatever they delivered was broken.
Figure out the shooter's manifesto first and then do a deeper
dive.
I have intellectual curiosity about
this. Whatever they delivered was broken and she cut her finger on it. It's their fault.
Okay, you're assuming that that bottle was delivered.
You know what? Maybe the broken bottle.
She's saying, yeah.
She said they left a bottle on my porch.
She didn't say they.
Didn't she say that?
I think the broken bottle fairy left a broken bottle on the porch, and she cut her finger.
Well, I don't know why anybody would leave a broken glass bottle unless it's like in, like you say, it's in a bag and they didn't even.
They probably didn't
know. It's just probably by accident. They left it there. She reaches her hand in, cuts her finger on the broken bottle.
I mean, these DoorDash drivers, I mean,
they don't care.
They probably just throw it up there. Yeah.
Some of them eat your food on the way.
Well, first of all, I don't even know bottles unless it's like a wine or something. Like, I don't even get glass bottles in anything. Like, wine, I guess. But like.
Maybe that.
Schweppes? They still have glass bottles and Schweppes?
I don't know.
Ginger ale? Those are all plastic.
You can get wine from those places.
Okay, wine?
I don't know.
Maybe it was a sparkling water in a glass bottle.
Maybe it was like a Perrier. Maybe it was like a Perrier.
Perrier, delicious.
Are those in glass?
They come in glass or plastic.
Yeah. All right. Someone needs to investigate this further.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know for a fact. At 9:54, you don't care about
I know I don't care.
Yeah, actually, no, I need an update tomorrow. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I can't investigate. I can't
Let's
get to the bottom
of it. Let's do a
whole
segment on
it. I'm telling you right now, I don't have the resources, or I just don't think other people are as savvy as me. They're not onto this. There's an explanation here that I don't understand.
Please find out.
Yeah. Spend your whole day doing a deep dive.
Yeah, you know, do some calls. Do some digging.
No.
Yeah.
No, maybe somebody clever.
Call
will
the TMZ
it out.
People.
Who's our. Call Ben Valin. He works for the Boston Globe. He lives in that part of the world.
Can he explain to
maybe
me?
He can tell you.
I mean, if it was a wine bottle.
Maybe it was a wine bottle.
I don't see any red wine. I mean, I guess it could have been a rosé or something, or like a. I don't know. Chardonnay. Doesn't look like it.
Could have been a Riesling.
I don't drink that, I know.
Could have been a Malbec. A Shiraz. Nah, I don't know
those
what
are red wines.
Could have been
those are all red wines.
Yeah.
Could have been a Pinot Grigio.
Certainly could have been that.
Not a big surprise, but Jamie Foxx is confirming that he had a near fatal stroke cakes. In his Netflix special, he revealed that in April of 2023, he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke. He said, I was having a bad headache. I asked my boy for an aspirin. I started to quickly realize that when you're in a medical emergency, your boys don't know what to do.
Well, just have them call 911.
He said, before I could get the aspirin, he went out, and he was out. He says he doesn't remember anything for 20 days.
Wow.
And I know it was touch and go by the media reports.
I thought it was bad that Austin Eckler didn't remember getting loaded into the ambulance when he got his concussion. Right. He didn't remember 20 days. That's a big blank spot.
My wife's cousin, you know, I told you this when it happened about 2 months or so ago. He just had he started to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he laid down. He died.
Terrible. How old was he?
I don't know. 38.
Oh,
40.
That's just awful.
Two little kids.
That's terrible.
Just felt uncomfortable. Died. Laid down. Died.
Dead.
Taylor Swift cakes. You'd love to work for her.
Sure.
Her Eras
bonuses
tour,
she's doling out.
Oh, she killed it.
They gave out $197 million in bonuses to her performers and crew members.
Wow, that is a lot.
So if you're a
dog
hanging lights, you're a dog.
Are you like a backup singer or dancer?
Backup dancer for sure.
Yeah. All of those. You're working truck, like the board, driver. The soundboard.
She hooked the truck drivers too. Locke. I remember seeing that she hooked them up earlier in the tour with bonuses.
All those guys, man, they look like they live a tough life too. Like those guys.
If you're
the stage,
a roadie for a rock band,
I think they like it, but it's just a different life, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're in a traveling circus, basically.
You're a circus. Yeah, for sure. And then last but not least, the bad boy of pickleball cakes. The FBI raids the home of a man who apparently owes, I read about this a few months ago, $50 million to his pickleball company investors. I think he was basically running a Ponzi scheme.
Oh.
Right?
That's brutal.
Everything's a Ponzi scheme.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If somebody hits me up for a pickleball investment, I'm just going to give them the Heisman. Say no thanks. Can't help you out.
All right, hold on, Cakes. I got to find my Surfside read. Oh, here it is. So is B-Rob, we're going to maybe reschedule him for later in the week? Because I don't think we're going to get him in the last segment, are we?
No.
We're
going
to have to try for that.
Yeah, not looking great.
Later in the week. All right. The holidays mean food, family, and, of course, football. And to make your celebrations even brighter, I'm bringing you the holiday must-have Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. Absolutely delicious, perfect for any holiday party, family gathering, or cozy night by the fire. Available in convenient variety, 8 packs. Each can of Surfside is just 100 calories. And the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. So you can sip, relax, and enjoy holiday cheer all season long. Ask for Surfside iced tea and vodka at your local bars and liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.